Life Track with Chuck Swindoll is a presentation of Insight for Living Canada.
Let me push the pause button here and take off my preacher hat and put on my husband hat. Since I don't know another marriage better than I know my own, with your permission and forgiveness, I'm going to do a whole lot of personal unveiling of our life. Our marriage, which has endured now more than our 50th in June of 2005. My desire in making us the example is not to make my wife squirm, since she has no clue what I'm going to say, or at least she didn't before she attended the last service. I want to clarify some things that's important for me to say. First of all, please do not think by my using us as an example that we have it all together. We do not. We have gone through many, if not the same, conflicts that you have gone through, the pressures, the struggles, the heartaches, the disappointments, the messes, the mistakes, the failures, the faults that you also have gone through. There's nothing in us that makes us anything special. It wasn't because we came from parents who had their lives all together. We came from loyal parents, faithful parents, but we did not come from perfect homes. In fact, one of the earliest conversations we had, as the Lord showed us, it wouldn't be long before our family would be started and it was going to be a responsibility to rear them God's way, we both decided we would not raise our children exactly as we were raised. We need to make some course corrections. We need to make some decisions that will alter the direction from which we had come, though, again, we loved our parents greatly. I'm not using us as an example because I've entered the gospel ministry. There is little in the ministry to strengthen a home. Aside from having to hear yourself preach regularly, there is really very little in a church to make a home stronger for the pastor. So it's not about ministry that causes me to say this. It's not because we were given wise counsel. We had two faithful pastors, but not one word of counsel during our 18-month engagement. Not a word. To the day they married us. And it isn't because we are kind of laid back and easygoing. It isn't because we both have such soft and weak wills that we're just sort of relaxed and pliable with each other. I'm using us as an example because I don't know of another couple I can be this candid about. And I do so understanding that we're still in the process. This is not about what we have learned. It is about what we are learning in our years together.
Chuck Swindoll has five principles for making a marriage stick. 1. Cultivate complete honesty. 2. Express anger appropriately. 3. Don't steal from your mate. That includes time and affection. 4. Guard your speech. And 5. Be nice. These principles are found in the best-selling book of all time, the Bible. God's word is a gold mine of marital wisdom. After all, God is the one who created marriage. He knows what it takes to make it work. Applying these five principles found in Ephesians chapter 4 will breathe new life into your marriage. Even if your wedding took place decades ago, it's not too late to have a marriage that thrives. If you long for a happy, fulfilling marriage, start applying these principles today. This is Steve Johnson of Insight for Living Canada. Listen to more LifeTrack messages with Chuck Swindoll at lifetrack.ca. That's LIFETRAC. LifeTrack, where life and truth meet.
The preceding LifeTrack presentation was brought to you by Insight for Living Canada. The original message, Practical Advice on Making a Marriage Stick, was copyrighted in 2004 and this Life Track sound recording was copyrighted in 2013 by Charles R. Swindoll Incorporated. All rights are reserved worldwide.